A very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is day 7. So we are coming towards the 7th day of retreat. 2 more days, the retreat will end. So do make full use of your last 2 days to develop the understanding, especially the stability of the inner awareness, then you will progress. So today is day 7, Wednesday, 30th April 2025. So as usual, we will have a simple morning chanting, followed by our exercise. We have stopped our exercise for 3 days, I think. But we walk up the hill. Okay. Then after that, I will administer the 8 precepts too. Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Sukkato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Suppatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pāṇātipātā virammani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi, ādinādānā Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Abrahmacārya Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Surāmirāya Majjhapamādatānā Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Vikāra-bhojana Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Nācāgītā vādītā Visukha dāsanā Mālā gandhā vēlipanā Dhāraṇa mandanā Vibhusanyatana เวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิอุจจายนะมหาสายนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิอิมานิอัตตาสิกขาปะทานิสีเลนะสุกันทิงยันติสีเลนะโบกสัมปทานสีเลนะนิพุติงยันติตัสมาสีลังวิโสเดอิมานิอัตตาสิกขาปะทานิสมาทิยามิอิมานิอัตตาสิกขาปะทานิสมาทิยามิอิมานิอัตตาสิกขาปะทานิสมาทิยามิสาธุสาธุสาธุโอเค we gather with then we gather over the other side then we can have our morning exercise huh?
Maintain mindfulness. If you can be aware of your blinking of your eye, it's very good. Every time you blink, you're aware. And all your hand movement. Even when you want to scratch, when you want to move your leg or whatever, maintain mindfulness. Then when you adjust your posture, that very slight movement, maintain awareness. When your awareness settle down, develop into more stability, you will know. Then that time is just the awareness of it only, like all the movement, aware, no sound. But your awareness pick it up. Your awareness and all this activity and movement as one. Then you become very peaceful, very quiet. We have no thought on. Then you like to be in that state because that is your true mind, your silent mind. So if you can anchor it to your kaya activity and movement, means your mind doesn't wander off. It's not lost in thought, not heedless. And when you train until like that, the mind will enter sati. Then when you sit very easy, the moment you sit, you fall in place. Then all the activity and movement, even breathing or whatever, the mindfulness will be there. And then very easy to meditate. You just relax. The awareness will come out. You don't need to like try to maintain awareness. No need. The awareness will come out. You will pick up all this activity and movement. That's how you meditate. Okay, off the light, Bratio. Okay, I will set the alarm. Today you got more time to meditate. You can have 45 minutes. Okay. So remember the four support. Relax, most important. After the mindfulness exercise, stretching exercise, you will be able to meditate better. You just relax, mindful of every activity, then just relax into it. Let the body and mind settle down. Then everything, all action, all movement, all activity aware. Means the awareness move together with your activity. You continue to do that, you will become very mindful. You are one of the Kayanamita told me at home, as a housewife, that daily mindfulness, she listened to my video and she do. And she can settle into complete stillness without thought inside the mind. The mindfulness is so stable, continuous. Then of course he said, sometimes flashes of things happen. So no problem. When you are in that transformed state of inner awareness, your mind becomes different. So initially, no need to know. Just do until very stable. Then that mind, which is your true awareness nature, will see things, will understand things, will insight into phenomena. Then it will develop the wisdom. So no need to be curious about it. Then the byproduct of it, sometimes manifestation, you just understand, that's it. It's to give you faith. Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Then try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have. Then the continuity of mindfulness is very important. Every action, every movement, every activity, aware. No need to say anything. Body and mind is one. Then when you meditate, when you relax, just silent, completely silent. Then whatever movement, feel it. When you relax, all your body, actually the cells, everything, they relax or not. And when your mindfulness is there, you can pick them up. If you continuously maintain mindfulness, even walk down, how you go out, turning, stretching, moving, even answer nature's call, you maintain mindfulness. Then when you go to the kitchen for your meals, maintain mindfulness. Try to talk less. It's supposed to be noble silent. But because some are new, you got a lot to maybe ask or talk. But try to, well, you have left it only 2 days. So make full use of it. Okay, this morning, how you all feel? Meditation good, sadhu, very good. Because here, very still, very quiet. Although they got a lot of background sound, but don't worry. When you settle in, when your sati is there, you can feel the sudden shift in, I call it the shift in awareness. You suddenly become aware that sound that is creating the vibration suddenly no more. No more than quiet, still. Then after that, all the whatever chipping or nature's vibration, the stream flow, everything, including all the insect, whatever, then the nature's movement, you can detect them. But without the word, the mind is just like the awareness, pick it up. Just aware. Like something imprints on your awareness. But because you have the brain, the memory, you want to know, you know. You don't want to know, you also can. You continue to aware. Then when you are very relaxed, the mind very quiet, very still. You have that time, no thought really. It is just in the state of pure awareness. To be with the moment, to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders within life. And you will realize every instant, every movement, every chipping is all different, but no words on. That's why your awareness nature, that is silent. But everything that happened within that awareness can pick it up. That's how you become more and more sensitive. And with that ability, you can listen, you can see, you can even smell, taste with awareness. Which means whatever arises, your awareness is there to observe and see. Then when you are stable enough with your contemplation wisdom, first, second turning, then you will insight into the phenomenon, you will awaken. Some people call it the aha moment, suddenly understand. So all this will happen. Then when you have faith, whatever you do, maintain mindfulness, you will progress. Okay? So mindfully aware, slowly go down. Try to talk less. Okay? Go for breakfast.